Hey, Justin Clark is a name that footy fans will know through his time at the Brisbane Lions. He played 56 games between 2012 and 2016, probably more famous, unfortunately, for the fact he had to quit the game due to ongoing difficulties with concussion. And that hasn't stopped him off the field. He's been good enough to join us on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Clarky.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Now, it's not to talk about your 56 games for the Brisbane Lions, although they were fantastic, or your bowling and middle-order batting for the Deepdene United Cricket Club through the last 2020 season. But there's been a significant announcement. Yesterday, you were announced as the recipient of the Rhodes Scholarship, Clarky. How the hell does this happen?
Through a little bit of perseverance at uni and a few different bits and pieces academically and a bit of sport in there as well, it sort of applied and then managed to get an interview and must have done all right. And, was lucky enough to be announced as the winner yesterday afternoon.
So most people think that hitting the world of the AFL or elite sport is the step to stardom and to success in life. It was actually holding you back.
I'm not sure about holding you back. Plenty of the skills that I learnt at footy have been pretty helful. But look, it's a little bit of a different journey to work in the field. That's for sure.
what does it mean for you, Justin? What does this mean?
So I'll be heading to Oxford University to study my doctorate in philosophy end of next year, and I'll be over there for 3 years and obviously meet some incredible people, I'm sure, very, very intelligent people as well. So that'll be a pretty incredible experience.
That's cool. And what is the doctorate going to be about? Do you know, have your topic at the moment?
Yeah, so my field of interest is hypersonics, but that's really about going into atmospheres for spaceships, being able to safely go to Mars and back again, knowing what we're going to encounter in terms of the heat and the pressures that the spacecraft are going to experience. So I'll be simulating and working on code to simulate those environments better.
Yeah, Whitey, why don't you do
this
that?
This is well and truly over my head, I'll tell you right now. Because I was going to ask you about that, Justin, because I think even when you were playing, you were known as the player that wanted to go to space, wanted to study all that sort of thing. So I'm actually rapt that you still have those dreams and aspirations since you've stopped playing and clearly focused on your study.
Yeah, thank you. It was always good fun sitting in the ice bath with the boys, chatting about some of this type of stuff. So it was always an interesting conversation.
They would have been short conversations, I reckon.
No, they got really in depth. It was good fun. Goose McGuire was well known for those type of chats.
So Justin, with, and I know you've sort of spoken about this before, but with all the concussion issues that you had, did there come a point where you were genuinely concerned that you weren't going to be able to do the study at the level that you're clearly doing at because of what had happened on the footy field?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a process, and obviously early on I had to build back up into full-time study, and then there's been some setbacks along the way as well. It was always about trying to make sure that I could perform to the level that I know that I can get to. And so it's been very challenging at times to make decisions where I've had to choose between certain activities and whatever to make sure that I can actually do the thing that I'm most passionate about. So it's been, yeah, as I said, a bit of a journey and something that's very rewarding to be able to go to Oxford to progress it further.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing achievement, mate, and you should be very proud of yourselves. I'm sure your friends and family are, and all the football community is as well. Have you tracked down the Oxford University Cricket Club? Have you looked into their conditions and where
yes.
they're playing and where you should be batting in the order and bowling?
Yeah, look, I'm in the process. I've had a look at a few different clubs. I think the smaller ovals will be pretty exciting for me, given that I'm a bit of a lower order bowler. But that's all right. And although as a bowler, that hurts me a bit. But the depth, I'm excited about the Duke cricket balls. Actually, really excited about bowling with the Duke.
I don't know. We had to sort of get you as a first change bowler. That ball was hooping a bit early. You got it down leg a few times, Clarky. It's a great opportunity, mate. I wanted to get you on and just give you a pump up because clearly you've had some challenges through your sporting journey with the Lions and the concussion issues you've faced. But to be able to focus and get yourself to a position where they're giving you the Rhodes Scholarship is something to be very, very proud of. We wanted to acknowledge you in front of our audience. So well done, buddy. Good luck. I look forward to catching you soon.
Thanks, Arf. Thanks, Arf.
Good man. Justin Clark.